Hello again, it's Pastor Bob, and we're going to pick up our walk with Jesus for Saturday, May 9th. It's episode 9 with our Mark in May experience. I think by now, as we approach getting about one-third of the way through this, that you should be beginning to feel a rhythm of each day and start to look forward to where you and Jesus are going to end up today and what he'll be doing, what you'll be witnessing, and how that's going to land on your heart so that you can get to know him in an even deeper way. Each day, each episode, we fall deeper and deeper into friendship with Jesus so that by the end, we're prepared for what the world has in store for him, and then after that, what he has in store for us. But right now, we're just a-walking. We've got the tea poured. It's back to the three ginger tea from Puka Herbs with a little cream in it. Lovely morning drink. If you're a fan of ginger, we've got the thyme and myrtle candle burning. We've got the window open and the sun is shining. There we go. So let's pick up. We're in chapter 6. We'll start with verse 30. It's like we've just woken up. We've joined together with the other disciples for the beginning of the day. And here's what happens. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." When they had found out, they said, "5 and 2 fish." Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and of 50s. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all. And all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After saying farewell to them, he went up on the mountain to pray. When evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the sea. He intended to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who were touched were healed. And that brings to an end today's reading of Walking with Jesus. What an interesting day, wouldn't you say? Just in this one day, we witness a feeding on a hillside of 5,000 men and their families with just fishes and loaves. And then we leave Jesus behind and get in the boat to head out. And by the time morning comes, we see Jesus walking to us on the sea. And then we come to Gennesaret, and in a more general description, we see what it must have been like when he arrived in a place and the word got out, and the marketplaces began to fill with sick people on their mats. And even when he was able to just let them touch his cloak, it was like a mass healing taking place. Let's hear this one more time. Open your hearts. Put yourself with Jesus. Nothing else going on today except this walk you have with him. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. Remember, they were just returning from being sent out two by two. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." So as he does for himself after a busy or hectic period of healing, and he goes away, now he is teaching his disciples to do the same thing as they return from their mission of healing. He makes sure that when they get back, they go away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. It's a big part of Jesus's ministry, and we shouldn't underplay it. It should be a big part of our lives as well, to be alone and rest, silence and solitude. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place for themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And again, this continuous reference in the Gospels to the people being sheep and Jesus being a shepherd. Here we have it just in one line. He had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. I love in the Gospel of Mark that that's part of this story. It indicates to me that intimacy and scale is important to Jesus. So he's taking this crowd of what was probably 10,000 total. And that was not his style, to be in a full arena full of 10,000 people. So he broke them into groups of hundreds and of fifties. Now that's the intimacy that he likes to work with. Continuing, taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And here we have the first example of how Jesus will conduct communion with people, no matter if he's at the Last Supper or on a hillside with groups of 50 and 100. He blessed, he broke, he looked up to heaven, and he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And he divided the two fish among them all, and all ate and were filled. Because whenever you have communion with Jesus, even if it's just a little goblet of juice and a little tiny cracker, all ate and all were filled. In fact, they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and a fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. Immediately, he made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after saying farewell to them, he went up on the mountain to pray. So now, as he had taught his disciples to do after the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus goes up on the mountain for silence and solitude to pray. Continuing, when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the sea. He intended to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And there's one of the 366 examples of the Bible telling us to not be afraid. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region, and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces, and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. What a day, an unforgettable day, a day that you'll continue to think about for the rest of your life. One day with Jesus. Here's what he says to you before we leave today. Jesus is saying, do not be so hard on yourself. I can bring good even out of your mistakes. Your finite mind tends to look backward, longing to undo decisions you have come to regret. This is a waste of time and energy, leading only to frustration. Instead of floundering in the past, release your mistakes to me. Look to me in trust, anticipating that my infinite creativity can weave both good choices and bad into a lovely design. Because you are human, you will continue to make mistakes. Thinking that you should live an error-free life is symptomatic of pride. Your failures can be a source of blessing, humbling you and giving you empathy for other people and their weaknesses. Best of all, failure highlights your dependence on me. I am able to bring beauty out of the morass of your mistakes. Trust me and watch to see what I will do. Blessings on your day today. Don't forget, tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live will be our Sunday Sabbath service. We've got some really special things going on, including some great music from a wonderful quartet. And Ruth Ann's going to play a couple hymns for us to sing. How about that? And we'll celebrate Mother's Day at church, virtually, of course, on Facebook Live. And, of course, we'll have the Mark in May episode as well. It'll be episode 10 on May 10th. Blessings on your day, and reflect upon what you have heard today. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and we've just spent some time with him. Amen.